ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। प्रश्न नंबर 22। कृष्णादेनेन दत्ता भूत् लोका कर्मार्जिताचये निवेदितं च सर्वस्वाम् आत्मा विक्लवयादिया। Translation: Baby Maharaja had already offered everything to your lordship without hesitation. He has offered his land, the planet, and whatever else he earned by his pious activities, including even his own body. यत पादयोर अशथा दी सलिलम प्रदाया दुर्वा अंगुरे अपि विधाया सदीं सबरियाम अपि उत्तमाम गदीम असौ भजते त्रिलोके दास्वान् अविक्लव मनः कथम आर्तिम ऋच्छेद। यत्पादयो अषडधि सलिलं प्रदाया दूर्वांगुरेरभि विधाय सतिं सपर्याम अप्युत्तमं गदिमसौ भजते त्रिलोकीं दास्वान विक्लवमना कथम आर्तिं ऋच्छेद। यत्पादयोर अषडधि सलिलं प्रदाया दूर्वांगुरेरभि विधाय सतिं अप्यवर्याम अप्युत्तमांगदि असौ भजते त्रिलोका त्रिलोकीं दास्वान विक्लव मना कथम आतिं विच्छेद। यत्पादयो रशदधि सलिलं प्रदाया दूर्वांगुरेरभि विधाय सतिं सपर्याम अप्युत्तमां गदियसौ भजते त्रिलोकीं दास्वान विक्लवमना कथमार्तिं ऋच्छेद। Gradivasobajade Triloki. Tasvana Miklavamana Kadamatim Reche. Padayo Rashadji Zalilam Bradaya. Survangure Ravividaya Sadim Sabaryam. Tyuddhamangadimasopajade Trilogin. Saswane Miklavamana Kadamati Vreche. Padayo Rasharati Dalilam Bradaya. Survangure Ravividaya Salim Sabaryam. Sutamangari Asovajade Trilokin. Saswana Miklavamana Kadamasrim Che. Nimbadaji. Itpadayo. At the lotus feet of your lordship, Ashwarati, a great-minded person who is without duplicity, Salilam, water, Pradaya, offering, Durva, with fully grown grass, Angure, and with buds of flowers, Api, although, Vidhaya, offering, Sadim, most exalted, Sabaryam, with worship, Abhi, although, Uttamam, the most highly elevated, Kedim, destination, Asau, such a worshipper, Phajade, deserves, Trilogim, the three words, Daswan, giving to you, Aviklava, Manaha, without mental duplicity. Katham, how? Artim, the distressed condition of being arrested. Richeda, he deserves. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki. By offering even water, newly grown grass or flower buds at your lotus feet, those who maintain no mental duplicity can achieve the most exalted position within the spiritual world. This Beli Maharaja without duplicity has now offered everything in the three worlds. How then can he deserve to suffer from arrest? Kindly repeat translation. By offering even water, newly grown grass or flower buds at your lotus feet, those who maintain no mental duplicity can achieve the most exalted position within the spiritual world. This Beli Maharaja without duplicity has now offered everything in the three worlds. How then can he deserve to suffer from arrest? Purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. In Bhagavad Gita 9.26 stated, Patram Bushpam Balandoyam Yome Bhaktya Prayachadi Tadagam Bhakti Bhagirdam Asnami Prayadatmanaha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is so kind that if an unsophisticated person with devotion and without duplicity offers at the lotus feet of a Lord a little water, a flower, a fruit or a leaf, the Lord accepts it. then the devotee is promoted to Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. Brahma drew the Lord's attention to this subject and requested that he release Beli Maharaja, who was suffering being bound by the ropes of Varuna and who had already given everything, including the three worlds and whatever he possessed. Thus and the purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Salagaya Chachurunmilidam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mugam Karoti Vachalam Bangum Langhayate Girim Yatkripadamaham Vande Sri Gurum Dinadaranam Paramananda Madhavam Krishna Chaitanyeshwaram Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Ram Surado Pangor Mama Manda Made Gadi Masarvasva Padam Bojo Radha Madana Mohanu Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nandagopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Govindaya Namo Namaha Govindaya Namo Namaha Namaha Pankajanabhaya Namaha Pankajamalini Namaha Pankajanetraya Namaste Pankajangrahi. Hare Krishna, we are in the session of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is actually a wonderful session where Krishna himself, Bhagavan himself is showing actually what is the meaning of surrender. By here, the scene which you are seeing actually, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, he took the incarnation as Vamandeva. He took this incarnation, Vamandeva, only for this purpose. Navavida Bhakti is told by Prahlad, Atma Nivedanam. How a devotee should do that? He has selected Beli Maharaj and he took that incarnation for this purpose, just like acting a drama. So, he is now, the scene is, we are seeing Vamanadeva is there in the scene. We are seeing Vamanadeva along with his devotees. And Beli Maharaj is bound, he has been punished. Just like a master is punishing his servant, he has given the punishment. So he is bound by Varuna's rope and he is kept in front of the Lord. And different devotees started coming actually. Before the Lord gives the verdict, what is to be done? What is the benediction? So we saw actually Prahlad Maharaj himself came in the scene. The greatest devotee of the Lord, very dear to the Lord, he himself came and spoke. And he justified what Krishna, what Vamanadeva did, he has justified it. And his own wife, she also came and justified it. Because they all understood actually the activities of the Lord and how he is actually giving his verdict or his activities in such a way that Krishna, if he decided somebody to surrender, then he is being put into such a situation, because no soul, nobody wants directly to go. Even suppose we have come to Krishna consciousness, we understood actually Krishna consciousness and the consequences, who we are, how we came, what is going to happen to us, everything is known, practice is given. Nobody is ready to go and surrender to Krishna immediately. So one devotee actually is very senior devotee, how he came to Krishna consciousness, he was explained one day that he went for some lecture. And one of our Maharaja, actually, he is giving a lecture somewhere in Bombay. So, after giving his lecture, he asked actually, do you understand now what is Krishna consciousness, who is Krishna? He said, if anybody has understood it, surrender now. He banged on the desk and said, surrender now. He came for the first time actually for the class. He says he got up and he said, yes, I want to surrender myself. He came all the way from his parents' house and he came for a job in Bombay. He did not go back. He asked that Swamiji, actually, where should I go? He said, okay, go to this temple, report there. He started from there, giving up everything. So, but everybody is not ready to do that. But Krishna knows particular soul, actually he is pure soul, and somehow he came to this material world and got attracted to all these facilities which is given for some purpose. And if he misuses it, that enjoyment, so nobody is ready to surrender. So he has put that soul in such a situation that he has to surrender, given such a pain to understand it. Without that, it is not possible. So here, Beli Maharaj, even though he knew about Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu and all, but he was keep on actually fighting and, you know, he wanted actually all the planets, he wanted to become Indira. But he is actually the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. His background is such that actually he is okay, he is good enough to call him back and surrender and become my devotee and take him back home, back to Godhead. So he has been put into such situation. So Prahlad Maharaj said, my dear Lord, what a mercy you did it on this belly. You have taken out everything from him. Because he said that our consciousness is pure. Pure consciousness, pure soul, plus material desire, is called conditioned life. When it's added with material desire, it becomes Dattha Jiva. We become Dattha Jiva, conditioned soul. Somehow or other, if that plus can be removed, minus this material desire, it becomes pure Krishna consciousness, pure soul. He will jump back to his original position. Ah, why is he suffering actually unnecessarily? Given up all the things, unwanted things. So, this Srimad Bhagavatam is actually teaching us. So here, we are reading actually praised by Brahmaji. Brahmaji started praying, last class also Brahmaji was praying. So, he is asking actually the Lord, Supreme Lord. So these Vaishnavas, the great devotees, they are always compassionate. They got bewildered actually, even though he has given surrendered and he has given everything and, you know. But still, the Lord wanted to show that everything belongs to him. There is nothing that we can offer to the Lord in this material world. Even if our body is actually belongs to him. Sanatana Goswami one day actually told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had some problem on his body. So he decided actually to commit suicide. This actually sometimes the Lord, when he see, hug me and this look like a contagious disease and I want to. So next day when he met Mahaprabhu, wanted to hug him, he said, No, Mahaprabhu, don't hug me. I got this problem with my body skin and all. You are pure, I am contaminated. I want to die. I don't want to live anymore. So Mahaprabhu told him, see, you've given up everything and joined with me. You are a minister and lot of gold coins were there and everything he has given up. The last coin also he left and came and surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Said, the day you surrender to me, Your body no more belongs to you. It belongs to me. So how can you give up your body which belongs to somebody? Even that is not possible. So like that, nothing we can offer back to. So even he told, actually you put your third step on my head actually. So even the Lord wanted to show that actually, okay, even though you given up everything, that aham, my head, that also has to go, completely it has to go. Do you realize God or go back? So here, the justification, Brahmaji is actually, how can I justify this? He is still suffering. He is bound. You are keeping quiet. He is sitting in front of him. So he is asking the Lord actually. You are very famous actually, so magnanimous. You don't want anything from anyone. You are simply asking Patram Bushpam Balan Doyam Yome Patya Prayachari. So he has given whatever, you know, more than that he has given him. That is your nature. Bhaktya, with bhakti, without duplicity, somebody is offering, then how you are actually keeping Beli Maharaj in this condition? My dear Lord, I am get bewildered. Padma Purana, it is mentioned, actually even the Lord said, even if somebody is giving one tulasi leaf, offering a tulasi leaf every day, he says, I don't know what to give back to him. I don't know. I don't have anything to give to him. That is actually his position of the Lord. So one day one devotee actually, he is from South India, he wrote Narayaniyam Patadiri. He met the Lord Krishna, Guruvayurappa. He could talk to him every day. Whenever he was writing actually, he could talk to him. So one day he said, my dear Lord, I want to give you something you like. Tell me what you like. So then he said, I want actually ghee, milk ghee, pal payasam. Can you give me little? I like it too much. Then he said, my dear Lord, I am sitting here, I am writing, I don't have any ingredients to give you. I cannot do that. Tell me something else which I can give. So then the Lord said, okay, if you cannot give me that, give me some milk or curd or butter, some milk product. These are all like it. You know. Sudama used to give me and I was liking it very much. Then the Lord said, Bhattagiri said, my dear Lord, from where I'll go? Just like Sanatana Goswami told Madan Mohan, no, actually, Madan Mohan asked, give me some little salt in the chapati. Yeah, today you will ask for salt, tomorrow you will ask for butter, curd and all. I cannot give you. Better you go back to your home, you know, that Brahmana, Mudra Brahmana's house. So the Patadiri told me that is also not possible. I don't think it is not possible for me. Okay, I will give still option for you. What is that? The Lord said, you do one thing, you take some tulasi leaves. Every day you offer some tulasi leaves under my lotus feet. I like it very much. You are asking what I like, correct? So give that. So then the Lord, Bhattadri said, Prabhu, I think that is also difficult for me. I cannot give you that also. See how much the Lord is so kind, you know. Now finally he said, okay, Bhattadri, if you cannot give all these things you do one day, you give me with bhakti and bhava when you write, you cry. Give me some drops of your tears. You give me that. You surrender to me. I like it. So nobody can say, I cannot do that. See how much he came down. And he said, out of all these things, I most like is your love, that your tears from your eyes. Mahaprabhu is writing, Nayanam Galadasudharaya Vadanam Gadgadarudhaya Gira ಉಲಗೈ ನಿಜಿದಂಬ ಭೂಕದ ತವ ನಾಮ ಗ್ರಹಣೇ ಭವಿಷ್ಯತಿ. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್, ಈವನ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್, ಯು ಕ್ರೈ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ಇಟ್ ಯು, ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಬಿಲಾಂಗ್ಸ್ ಟು ಯು, ಬಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗಿವ್ ದಟ್, ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಮೈ ಐಸ್, ಲೆಟ್ ಮೀ ಗೆಟ್ ದಟ್ ಭಾವ, ಲೆಟ್ ಮೀ ಗೆಟ್ ದಟ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ, ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಯು ಕಮ್ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗಿವ್ ಯು. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಈ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಅಗ್ರೀಡ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಓಕೆ, ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್. ಸೊ ಈ So he is so magnanimous. Brahmaji is actually, he is asking actually, he is governing everything. Why? What is the problem? Huh? Or he wanted to know actually, we want to hurry up to see what he is going to give actually. So in the, this month is Purushottam Mas actually, Atik Mas, the recommended process actually one is Brahmaji's prayer, reading Brahmaji's prayer. Because Brahma's prayer in Dashamaskanda Bhagavatam, he is actually the prayer on his maturity. He understood completely. First he doubted Krishna. This boy is in Vrindavan, what he is doing actually, I cannot understand. He wanted to test him. Really is Krishna or really is a god or some person with mystic power or something like that. Finally he understood completely. Krishna, you know, disclosed to him, revealed to him, that he himself is actually the Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, his own father. So on that maturity, he actually started praying under the lotus feet of Krishna. So it is recommended in the Purushottam Mas, actually we have come to this sloga today, it's also appropriate. We are supposed to read the Brahmadi's prayer. A great devotee, a pure devotee is praying under the lotus feet of Krishna, asking the question. So, 2-3 slogans we will just go through. It is very, very nice.
Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam, nandago prajaugasa, enmitram varamanandam, purnam brahma sanadhanam.
How greatly fortunate are Nanda Maharaja and the cowherd men and all the other inhabitants of Brijabhumi. There is no limit to their good fortune, because the absolute truth, the source of transcendental bliss, the eternal supreme Brahman, has become their friend. Who can become the friend of Krishna? Only Brijavasis, Brijabhumi, the gopis and gopas, Nanda Maharaj, they became so friendly. Any devotee, any pure devotee, the symptom of the devotion, Krishna becomes very friendly with the devotee. He is telling actually, Samoham Sarva Buddhesh. I am excellent to everyone. Only a bhajantid mam bhaktiya, whoever is actually devoting the doing devotional service with bhakti and love, I become their friend. And they become my friend. He has himself all told. So how fortunate these Brijavasis are, he is telling actually.
Tadburi bhagyam niha janma kimapya adavyam yat gokulebi kadanangri rajo bishegam yat jividam tu nikhilam bhagavan mukundat tot yatya biyat pada raja sudhi mrigyam eva.
So he is telling to the Lord, if you want actually I also to be a good devotee, or I want to be happy with you, what he is asking actually, this devotee, the greatest possible good fortune for somebody would be to take any birth, whatever in this forest or Gokula, and have my head bathed by the dust falling from the lotus feet of any of its residents. Their entire life and soul is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mukunda, the dust of whose lotus feet is still being searched for in the Vedic mantras. So he is asking actually, my dear Lord, I want to do, everybody is doing Abhishekam Puri, I also want to do an Abhishekam. Okay, what do you want? I want an Abhishekam with the dust falling from the lotus feet of any of the residents of the Vrindavan. Take the dust and let them put it on my head as an Abhishekam. I want to do that. Then I will consider myself, I am so fortunate. So this, you know, the Brijadhuli, still they say actually three things are in touch with Krishna is still available in Vrindavan. One is Brijadhuli. Brijendranandana Krishna was not walking with chappal. Still he is not walking with chappal, so the Brijadhuli which is there in the Parikrama mark is actually Krishna is walking on it. It is that dhuli, that is what is really still available. Yamunaji is available. Yamuna Tira Vihari, he was playing around Yamuna and he was taking bath in Yamuna. And Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, he lifted the Govardhan. That Katha is there, but still Govardhan is there, three things are there. Still we can go and enjoy, touch the three things and enjoy by touching like a Krishna. That Bhava is there. And just like this prayer he has given here in this verse, what he is going to give to the Beli Maharaj. He surrendered everything. Patram Pushpam Balandvayam, you are so happy, you are giving eternal position in the Goloka. So what he is going to get, this person, what he is going to award when he surrendered everything to him. So he is asking the prayer, Esham Gosha Nivasinam Udabhavan Kindeva Rate Dinaha Kedo Vishabalat Balam Tutuparam Kutra Piyam Mukhyadi Sadvesha Diva Pudanabi Sagulatvam Eva Deva Pita Yadhamata Sugat Priyatma Tanaya Pranayasa Tutkrade. My mind becomes bewildered, Brahmaji is telling. Just trying to think of what reward other than you could be found anywhere. You are the embodiment of all benedictions which you bestow upon these residents of the covered community of Vrindavana. You have already arranged to give yourself to Pudana and her family members in exchange for her disguising herself as a devotee. So what is left for you to give to these devotees of Vrindavana, whose homes, wealth, friends, dear relations, bodies, children and every life and heart are in dedicated only to you? So he is also asking the same question like this today. He is asking actually, maximum benediction which you can give is yourself. He says, I myself will help you. Okay? I myself will come and take you back home, back to God. This is the maximum benefit which you can give. But you already arranged this Pudana and family members, Agasira, Bagasira, brothers, all the people came to kill you. Pudana came to give you poison milk. See, Agasira, Bagasira wanted to kill you. In that mood they came. Still, after killing, Pudana got the position of mother in Goloka. She has given the mother's position. Why? Yes, she came to give the poisonous milk to Krishna. Krishna has wiped up that sentence, what? Poisonous milk. Poisonous he removed. Krishna, Pudana came to give me milk, breast milk. So on that contest, he changed it and he is given the position of mother. Same thing, Akasura, Bhagasura also merged in his lotus feet. Many Asuras when they killed, actually they came and merged with the Lord. So they got liberation, they got such a position. When you are giving such a thing, these devotees, Vrindavanavasis, who have given up their homes, wealth, friends, dear relations, bodies, children, every life and heart, all are dedicated for Krishna. Krishna was calling actually with a flute to the gopis of Vrindavan, Brijavasis, in the midnight. When they heard it, immediately they left everything. They left everything and then went to Krishna, surrendered. And somebody said, actually, you are breaking the rule. Acharya, Aryapat, not good for a patni, a lady, leave her husband and children, go in the midnight and go and join, enjoy with somebody else. Is it a good? It is against the Arya path. So somebody asked them, they said they go to hell. Arya path is not applicable when Krishna comes in the picture. So sometimes we will also think, actually, oh, I gone up that, I should not have gone up that. But you gone up that for what purpose actually? What is the goal? Giving up that and taking up Krishna consciousness. Krishna, if you have firm faith, Krishna will take care of me. Even that is my dharma, if I am not doing it, he will go and do it. Krishna will go and do it for on behalf of you. Don't worry. Still, that determination, without any compulsion, to join with Krishna, to go back home, back to God, with that determination, one is going ahead with the devotional service, Krishna will give himself to that devotee actually. Don't think that Krishna forgot about it or Krishna doesn't know about it. He knows each and everything. What is there in our body, this mentality is regarded as without any duplicity. Maybe Maharaj, he has not kept something for him. Okay. I will keep something for me in my future. Suppose I need something, keep this thing and then I will give back to. Or asking Krishna, okay, you took everything from me, give me some, you know, for my maintenance, give me something. So that is a mentality. Dhruva Maharaj, he prayed to the Lord 6 months, rigorous tapasya he did it. Very rigorous tapasya he did it. What he wanted actually originally, what was his mind? He wanted a kingdom greater than his grandfather. That was his wish. But the Lord, because everybody prayed to the Lord, see what this boy is doing. Breathing he stopped. Then he appeared in front of him. The form which you are meditating, it just appeared in front of him. He opened eyes and he could see Narayana, Bhagavan Krishna. Then he asked, actually, what do you want? I don't want anything. After seeing you, my dear Lord, I don't want anything. But Krishna knew the mentality of Dhruva Maharaj. He said, no, I want to give you something, okay. No, my dear Lord, if I come back, I will do it again, I will have desire and I will entanglement and everything. His promise, no, I promise you. My Maya will not attack you, ultimately you will come back to me, no problem. Still I want to fulfill your desire. 36,000 years he ruled the kingdom. At the last, the Lord came and corrected him and took him back home, back to Godhead. That is Krishna. So that is why without any duplicity, I don't know. Anya bilashvida shunyam jnana karmadi anavdada anuvulyena krishnanu chelanam pattyurichi. I don't want any personally, I don't want anything. But, there is no but at all. I don't want anything. I want to do my bhajan. I want to please Krishna so that what he likes, I want to do it. That is what throughout Bhagavad Gita, he himself has given, how can you please me? He himself has told. There should not be any duplicity, there should not be any concoction about it. Krishna must have told Arjuna, not to me. No, he told everyone actually. Sarva dharman parityajya, mam ekam saranam vraja, aham tam sarva bhavibhyo, mokshayi chan masu jaga. He want to remain as Krishna consciousness. This formula is to be applied actually, what Krishna told. Ekam charanam vicha. I am not looking here and there. I am looking at only the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of God and Bhagavan. So that is why the Brahmaji is praying here very nicely. So this also is very good for us, this prayer. Tavaragadaya sena. Tavat karagraham graham tavan mohongi nigato yavat krishna nacha jana nate jana. My dear Lord Krishna, until people becomes your devotees, their material attachments and desires remain peace. Chuparkya brahma swega. Their homes remain prisons. and their affectionate feeling for their family members remain foot shackles. So Brahmaji is telling actually his realization. Nobody can come out and join with Krishna consciousness or practice Krishna consciousness or take Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purushottama. This month, Purushottama, we have to understand actually, Krishna is Purushottama. He himself has given the name for that extra month, that Purushottama. You must know being Janadi Purushottama. Understand as Purushottama. So unless one become understood Purushottama and become devotees, material attachment will not go. Artificially it will not go. Disease, material disease will be there. Who is Krishna? What is our relation with Krishna? And how he is favorable to us? And begging at this lotus feet, with his permission only, with his desire or with his mercy only, one can get rid of the material disease, otherwise it's not possible. And somebody is remaining at home, it becomes a prison, he cannot come out of the home. My house, my walls, my things, okay, whatever I am doing is correct, I am doing for my family. That is actually the home without Krishna consciousness is a prison. Shivadev Goswami has said to Grihasthas, those who are living in the house and not practicing Krishna consciousness, that house is just like a snake hole. What is available in snake hole? What is available in snake hole? What we can get? Poison. Correct? So poison. Only poison is available. And relations with a family member become a shackle. We cannot come out of it. It is very difficult. The solution is actually to become a Krishna devotee. In this life, you don't want to come to another mother's womb and take another birth or go in the Kala Chakra. One has to become a devotee of Krishna and follow the footstep of actually the Bali Maharaj or the devotees who understood what he did. What he did. So, there are many instances actually in Srimad Bhagavatam. Such things are Krishna actually given his special mercy. Just like we say that, you know, the Advaita Acharya, he was not liking actually, Mahaprabhu was giving him a lot of respect. Advaita Acharya is incarnation of Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu and Lord Shiva partial. So, and he was actually the disciple of, he was the disciple of Matavindrapuri. So senior to him, senior, because he only prayed for Mahaprabhu to come. So he was always giving him a lot of respect. He didn't like that. He knew that he is a Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, more than me. So always giving respect and, you know, he chastised others, but he did not chastise him. So one day he decided actually, sometimes the devotee they like, Krishna is giving punishment. I want a punishment from Krishna. It's direct punishment, you know. Who can get that chance seeing Krishna and he's punishing you? Giving a beating or something like that, you know. It's not possible. So he said, I want to get something from Mahaprabhu, some punishment I want to give. Then he thought, and one day he sat in the Vyasasana and he told somebody to listen and tell to Mahaprabhu, and he was preaching about Mayavada. Mayavada philosophy he was preaching when the Vyasasana I was telling. So Mahaprabhu came to know that, hey, this Advaita Acharya, he is preaching Mayavada philosophy. Mahaprabhu, somebody went and told him. He left everything and came immediately. He came and he was very loudly he was speaking about Mayavada philosophy. He knew that Mahaprabhu is coming. Then he came straight away to Vyasasana. He pulled him out and he started beating him like anything. Then he said, Haribol. He was not stopping actually. Then his wife came. Advaita Acharya's wife came. Siddhamata came and said, my dear Lord, what you are doing? He is old Brahmana. First of all, he is not beat a Brahmana, but he is old Brahmana. Leave him. Then he said, Haribol, Haribol, actually. He bowed down to Mahaprabhu and said, thank you very much, Mahaprabhu. You are always giving me a lot of respect. I wanted some punishment from you, my dear Lord. Then only I have the sincere feeling that you are the Lord. Before you came for this material world. So, sometime they wanted it. Krishna will say, what should I do? He wanted it from me, so I couldn't. That way only he can understand me, or he can respect you. So the one very important thing is there actually, whatever Krishna is doing for us actually, we should not forget that Mame Vamsho Jiva Loge Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. We are actually the part and parcel of Krishna, we should never forget it. And we are the servant of Krishna, servant of Krishna. Nitya Krishna Dasa. What he is supposed to do? He is supposed to serve him, do service. If then is not serving him with that bhava, he doesn't like that actually. You have to recognize, hey, I am doing all these things for you. You think that, okay, the sun is coming and setting and moon is coming and what vegetable you are getting is becoming sweet and you are getting all these ready-made things are there. You are not putting an effort for it. I am giving everything. But you never consider that it is given by me. That he feel it. Hey, this fellow is very selfish. He never comes. So for that purpose actually we should recognize him. If you don't recognize, I need to make him recognize, sometime we'll do some. Yeah. So in the same chapter itself, this 10th Kanda itself, I was reading actually how he is merciful, the Lord was so merciful to Kaliyanak. So that place is still available actually, we can go and see in Vrindavan, Kaliyakad. Kadamba Vrishai there, whatever is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is already, it is there. So the Kaliyanak actually, he was vomiting the poison, he was killing actually even the birds flying up. Or the trees around, all were actually destroyed by anything. So he actually invited Krishna actually. Krishna, he knew that Krishna is there in this place. Krishna is arranged actually, he should be liberated. The previous life he was a devotee. And his family members are all devotees of Krishna. So he wanted to get, he wanted to chastise him. So he went actually inside and initially he was not knowing. Acidic nature, he omitted the poison, he bitten him, he put him actually in the coil of his tails. Okay, everybody at outside were saying actually, Krishna is gone now, finished. They went to home and told Yashoda and Maharaj, Balaram, they all came actually to save Krishna. They were mad actually, what will happen if Krishna is not there? So Krishna, what he did actually, he wanted to show. By showing actually, he expanded himself. The small boy jumped on the hood of 1,000 hood of Kaliyanak. And he was dancing like anything. Very nice. Krishna thought actually he is not an priya. He likes to dance. Today I got very good platform for doing my dance, actually. Very nice on the hood of. One is going down, one is going up, one is going up. So he was punished actually. He wanted that actually the punishment, with punishment only he will come to know. That is, he will not come and surrender to Krishna, even though the Lord is there in front of him. So he was tired like anything, And he omitted actually the blood. And when he got tired on 1,000 hood, somebody is playing. In the mind he came to know that the boy who is playing on my hood is not an ordinary person. He must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan himself. So Krishna has given the mercy to him, danced very nicely. And he was about to die, he cannot kill him actually. When Balaram is there, he cannot kill him actually.
Balaram did not come on that day with him because it was his birthday. Because whenever the Lord is fighting with some snakes or something like that, he will not come. So then the Nagapatnis came. They are doing a very nice prayer just like Brahmaji's prayer. They are asking actually. Nayogi Dandagatagil Bishesmin Tavavatara Kalanigrahaya Dibom Sudhana Bidulya Deste Dasedamam Balamevanu Samsam. The wives of Kaliya serpent said, the punishment this offender has been subjected to is certainly just. After all, you have incarnated within this world to cut down the envious and cruel person. You are so impartial that you equally upon your enemies and your own sons. For when you impose punishment on a living being, you know it to be for his ultimate benefit. They are glorifying the Lord for punishing their husband. He is a cruel person. But the next sloka he is telling actually, he is so wicked. He was beating, he was killing everybody. How you gave your mercy to, by putting your lotus feet on his head? All yogis and jnanis and devotees are there all hankering for. Many yugas they are praying for attaining your lotus feet. That lotus feet, this dusta, wicked person got it. How you are so merciful, my dear Lord. It is justified actually. So they started glorifying him through praise. Nagapati's prayer is very important actually, just like here. So our duty is actually to pray to under the lotus feet of Krishna. All any anarthas are there, anything which is obstructing us to go near to Krishna and become friendly with Krishna, this role will go just glorifying. We don't know what to glorify, but we know the praise, glorification done by Kaliya Patni or Dhruva Maharaj or Brahmaji is praying in different kantos. You can see Brahma's prayers to the lotus feet of Krishna. And that mercy can come to us also without any duplicity, without any ego. One is going towards path of Krishna consciousness, advancing, then this can be achieved by us also. So the next sloga onwards you are going to see actually how Vamanadeva is so merciful that what he is going to give to Bali Maharaj for his sacrifice. And he is showing to show that actually that everything should be given to Krishna, sacrifice. We should sacrifice ourselves. Atma Samarpanam for Amitaisams also. Yes. This belongs to you actually. I am for your seva. And ultimately what should be our wish? Go back home, back to Godhead and do personal service. Direct service to Krishna. That is actually the goal of actually the jiva. That is why Krishna has given us actually the human form of life. Especially in this age of Kali, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and instructed us what to do. If you follow that, then definitely, more than Bali Maharaj, you will get it. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Actually in the Purushottam month is for glorifying the Lord. You know, all the glorification, Vrindavan and all, they are, every day they are singing the Chaurashtakam and everything, you know, how much we can glorify. Praje Prasittam Navanita Choram Gopanganam Gadugula Choram Aniga Janmarchita Papa Choram Chauragraganyam Purusham Namami. Even Krishna is stealing everything, that is also glorified by Villavangala Swami. So all the eight slogas actually showing, glorifying. So you are Chitta Chora, Yagarani's Lord, Hridaya you chose. And finally he is telling that, today I succeeded to keep you. I bound you and keeping you in my heart. There is no way that you can go out of my heart. I am strong. am so strong today. I am binding you inside my heart. So this is Krishna consciousness. Final sloga is telling actually, you cannot go out from here. Even if you try to go, you cannot go. That way I bound you in my heart. Hare Krishna.